update on Davin?
Yep. Davin's going to have surgery Monday, so he's going to go on IR.
Surgery to prepare what? Is it a torn patella tendon or is it?
Yeah, it's a patella. Yeah.
Torn patella tendon.
I don't know what the exact thing is. It's surgery on his patella tendon. If it's torn, I don't know exactly what happens to it, but that's what he's got to get surgery on.
And what's the prognosis at this point? Is he? Oh, he's going on IR. I'm sorry. So, well, what do you do there now? You played Ted Larson last night. Not that your depth chart necessarily is the Bible, but you have Derek Hardman there. Is there a competition now? Does Larson move in? You put Larson at center and move Zuda to right? What do you do?
Well, I agree with you. That depth chart's not always the most, you know, there's definitely sixth man, seventh man, eighth man mentality, right? So we're going to try to work a couple things right now. I'm not sure that, you know, obviously Larson has worked there. We have other options that we can look at, which we will, you know, and you can kind of figure those on your own. I mean, any of those guys that are in the top eight could, we're trying to get the best five on the field. So, and as you saw, we were playing both True Blood and Dot at the tackle. So kind of sort that out as we go.
You think Dot's going to play guard?
No.
Will you look outside for help here, or do you think you've got the answer internally already?
I think we have the answer internally. I mean, that's why we've been trying to build depth at all the positions. But we always look outside for, you know, that's a constant. If there's somebody we think fits the our mold, then we'll try to do what we can to get them.
You get a look at the play and just, I mean, preseason is one of those necessary evils, but anything particular about that? I mean, did Penn miss a block? Was that what caused it? What?
No, actually, Penn recovered. The guy did an inside move. He recovered, and his man went down and fell on the back of Davin. Yeah, it's one of those just wrong place, wrong time things.
How much of a loss is that, not only from the tangible, but the intangible?
It's big, but you know that's part of what we do, right? I mean, you now have to you mourn and you move on, you know, and that's what you do, and that's what we have to do. And Davin wants us to do that. He's going to get surgery and start on his road to recovery, and we got to fix our sights on all right. How are we going to move forward?
The other guys, Gerald and Adrian, how are they?
I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to be sore. I know they're sore today, but give them a little time. They'll be okay.
Hold them out Wednesday just to be sure.
Well, yeah, but we're going to hold. There's going to be several guys that we're not going to that are going to be held out. So that was going to happen anyway with those two.
How much of a kick in the head is this to you? I mean, you're a rookie head coach in this league. You think you got maybe the best offensive line in franchise history, and all of a sudden one of your three Pro Bowlers goes down. I mean, have you been through this enough with injuries at the college level to know this is part of the deal, or do you just kind of say, come on?
No, it's part of the deal. You just, you know, how many people remember that Daquan Bowers isn't playing with us right now? Nobody, right? I mean, that's the point, is that everything moves on, and then when the guys get healthy, they come back. But nobody cares, right? Your opponent doesn't care. You guys don't really care, right? I mean, nobody really cares. We're here to win. Well, I don't mean it care. I mean when you report on what goes on, right? I mean that's part of the game. There's no, you don't get you know that one. You know, doesn't really. We're gonna let them have some slack now because that's the way the game is. You know, next up, let's get them up and figure out who next is, and some of that has to be competed for. I think. I don't think it's a knockdown. You know, a slam dunk. Who it is. So there's be some discussion, and then we'll go.
Is that something you want to have decided by opening day, or is that something that can go into the season and you just continue to work it?
Well, I mean, I don't know if ever things are totally decided, but we better have a solid unit on opening day. I mean, that's for sure, right? So we'll make sure we lock in so they have time to prepare whoever it is.
Is there a leader in the clubhouse?
Oh, I think right now, you know, you look, Larson's played there, so that's one guy. You know, there's other guys that have played there. We're going to mess around with a few things and then quickly come to a pecking order. And it may be one of those deals like Dot and Blood are doing right now. You know, where, you know, they're taking turns. everybody's getting, you know, maybe two guys getting shots at it. So we'll see.
Is that going to continue at right tackle with those two kind of platooning there?
Well, I don't know, you know, because I don't know how much either one of them are going to play in the final game. I haven't decided that yet. So final preseason game, and then, you know, I'm not looking to do that in the regular season unless that's the best thing for the team.
Did Doug Martin show you enough last night to know whether or not he's going, and I would assume he's not going to play a lot in this game as well, that he's going to be, and I know they'll all play, but he'll be your primary running back because of all the things he can do, that he's shown he can do?
Well, that's why he moved in, you know, and started the game, because he has showed me that much. And I don't think he did anything last night that would say, that wasn't a good move. I mean, I thought he ran the ball well and did some things well. So right now he's just got to continue on that course. He's learning every day. And he's a very open-minded guy. He wants to learn.
After last week's performance, what did you think about the overall performance of the squad this week?
Well, we played better, without a doubt, specifically on offense. You know, I said the first defense last week I thought played pretty solid. And then they were able to come out last night and again play solid. So I thought we were better in the kicking game. Still not great, but better. Certainly better in the place kicking. I mean, when you kick 3 over 50, that doesn't have, you know, you don't see that very often. So that was very good.
I guess the word is that you're going to have a tight end by committee. I'm not sure that that's unusual, but explain the situation there as you see it right now.
Who gave you that word?
Well, that was what it was said on the broadcast last night. They said during the production meeting with you that you said you were going to have a tight end by committee.
That stinking production meeting, huh? when I say that by committee, I mean, you know, there's certain guys that do different things well, better than the next guy. So I think what we'll try to do is play to their strengths. Got to be careful when you do that, though. If you totally play to your strengths, you know, then it's like a blinking light. You know, okay, here it comes. You know, so you got to be proficient enough, at least, at the things that aren't your strengths, so you can mix it up. But yeah, I do think we'll play several guys, which will be good.
But that's not unusual.
No, not especially in this league. I mean, that's the way that's the way it's done.
You mentioned last night Josh almost hit, I think, his first seven passes, had a couple drops in there, but then it seemed like he struggled on some balls were behind guys, maybe. I don't know if his feet were set at all the time. I mean, just what did you see after that almost perfect start for him the rest of the way?
I think that there was we got a little out of rhythm, and it wasn't all Josh. Some of the routes, you know, the way our passing game is so detailed and the timing, you know, if a receiver comes and breaks flat rather than breaking on a 45-degree angle, the ball's going to appear to be short. Right. Well, it wasn't short. It's just we weren't where we were supposed to be, because you can't wait till they're there to throw it. Otherwise, it's a pick six. You know, it's got to leave your hand. And so we have some work to do still to get all the timing and the precision. The one thing I can't wait to do is to get into a game plan situation where, hey, this is what they're running. This is what we think they're running. And we rep it. And I think we'll get more certain of how we're going to perform.
How much did Hayward's stock go up with a strong performance like that last night?
Well, we've counted on Adam. You know, he's one of our core guys, both on special teams and in the linebacker group. So, you know, I thought we could rely on him, and he sure went out and proved that last night. But, you know, Mason was playing well too. So I hope that we get Mason back, and that gives us some depth at the linebacker position.
One thing that's pretty obvious is that Bill Sheridan, your defense, is going to blitz pretty much from everywhere, but also use the linebackers a lot, whether it's their strength or speed. Have you liked what you've seen in that, and is that – the players seem to have really embraced it.
Well, I think, you know, we are going to bring people from different angles. But, again, I think it's the defensive line that I've said it over and over. It sets the tone. If they can do their job, they free up the linebackers in secondary. They free up the secondary in pass coverage. They free up the linebackers in run fits. So it's really important that those guys – and I think the one thing we are is we're active up front. We can move. We're not, you know, we're not like their front, gigantic.
Right.
But we can move, and that's what we'll do. And then when you move and then you go straight ahead's more effective. Even though that may not be your strength every down,
right.
When you're going this way, that way, then you go that way, it helps. But it's got to be disciplined, because if you're going this way with your front and we're not coordinated, crease, you know. So that's the key. And they're working very hard to understand the little things. So just got to get better, keep getting better. Thank you, fellas.